We are backstage with Nikolai Lugansky. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Now, this is an amazing festival. You're playing three different concerti. What is it like to perform this kind of concentrated Rachmaninoff for you?
You know, it's always great joy to play any of Rachmaninoff concerti. And of course, it's not easy. It's very demanding physically, psychologically, musically. But I must tell that probably no one other composer could manage and could compose that beautifully for piano, so pianistically and so... You cannot imagine how better, how more full use all possibilities of the piano. So it's both musical and physiological pleasure just to play this music. So I'm very happy to play these three concerti here and to enjoy collaboration with this great orchestra.
You're playing the second piano concerto and the third. Could you talk a little bit about each one? Let's take the second. What draws you to it?
You know, all this very popular concerti has very, very different destiny, very different way. So second concerto was written very quickly. It became, of course, probably one of three most popular piano concerti in the world. And it's brilliantly written, it's very fresh, and most of all, it's such a beauty of melody. It's not many pieces, end of 19th, beginning 20th century, when from the first time you can sing several melodies immediately. And that was always a problem with Rachmaninoff music for critics, especially, I would say, in German-speaking country, but not only that, they could not believe that it's possible to compose great music, which is immediately, you're immediately in love with, you immediately can really sing the melodies. So they thought it's something wrong, it's something, it's kitsch, or it's Hollywood or something. They couldn't believe that it can be that kind of a genius and that kind of creation which going to the hearts of people. And everything I love in this concerto, but of course the beauty of the melodies in all three moments is unbelievable.
And then he wrote his third concerto in 1909, and I understand that was a period when he was writing a lot of works at his estate.
Exactly. It's number three was completely composed in this village Ivanovka. But what is interesting, that was from the beginning specially written for his USA tour. So concerto number three, world premiere, that was in New York with New York Phil and Walter Damrosch. And I think second or third performance of this concert also in USA, that was with Gustav Mahler conducting. So it's very interesting. And this is number three, probably, I think, and I'm sure many pianists think this is probably the greatest piano concerto ever written. It's much longer than number two, and somehow it's maybe the highlight of the piano concerto, history of piano concerto. This is both as number two, is unbelievable beauty of melodies, but the way he composed, you know, me as professional, or I think every musicologist, the more he will study the score, the more he will discover what a wonderful composition it is. It's as number two is beauty of melodies, very deep emotion, very strong emotion, which immediately makes people happy and excited. But the way he composed, the way he developed, it's a monothematic concerto. The first melody, very simple and shy melody, going through the whole work. In the first movement, it's almost everywhere, but it comes also at the end of second movement. It comes in the middle of finale, and it's unbelievable. You can study this score, and this is not so known by many people, even who loves Rachmaninoff, that he was from one point composed like God dictated him. So it's very beautiful, very spontaneous, but he was from other point of view fantastic composer. So he he was composing music unbelievably. So combining themes, building the concerto. So it's really, I would say, listening third concerto is always really life experience. This is great work, and this culmination at the finale, it's really something which at any moment, at any age, really can make people happy.
Well, so great to talk with you, Nikolai Luganskiy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.